Don't give up. How to maintain energy and motivation to exercise. During heat waves in Puerto Rico is known for its heat, but there are days when the heat feels different, heavier, more intense, and on those days, the last thing you want to do is exercise. But moving your body doesn't have to be a chore. The key is to adapt, not push yourself too hard. What happens to your body in the heat? When temperatures rise, your body works harder to stay balanced. That's why it's normal to feel less energy. Your body uses more effort to regulate temperature. Fatigue faster. You get tired sooner, even if you're doing less. Excessive sweating. You lose fluids and electrolytes faster. Demotivation. Heat also affects your mood. It's not a lack of discipline. It's your body asking for adjustments. How to stay active without affecting your well-being. Here, it's not about performing at the same level as always, but about staying in motion intelligently. Move in cool spaces. If you have air conditioning, take advantage of it. If not, look for ventilated areas or shaded spots indoors. You can opt for stretching yoga, light weightlifting routines, dancing, or gentle aerobic exercises. Adjust the intensity, not the habit. Maybe today isn't the day for an intense routine, but it is for 20 to 30 minutes of gentle movement. Consistency is more important than intensity. Hydrate constantly. Don't wait until you're thirsty. Drink water before, during, and after exercise. Consider electrolyte-rich drinks if you sweat excessively. Your hydration directly affects how you feel and perform. Listen to your body if you experience symptoms like dizziness, nausea, headache, weakness. Stop and rest. Prioritizing your well-being is always the best decision. Adjust your schedule. If you decide to do a more intense routine, do it during cooler parts of the day. Early morning, before 10 a.m., late afternoon, after 4 p.m., avoid exercising during the hottest part of the day. Maintaining motivation is part of the process. Heat not only affects your body, but also your motivation. That's why it's essential to create conditions that help you stay consistent. Make the environment more comfortable and enjoyable. Reduce the pressure to do it perfectly. Vary your routine to avoid boredom. Moving your body, even a little, can help you feel better physically and mentally. More than exercise, it's self-care. Some days are for peak performance, and others are for slowing down. Both are important. Staying active, even on hot days, is a way to care for your physical and emotional health. It's not about pushing yourself to the same level in different conditions. It's about adapting, listening to your body, and maintaining habits that contribute to your well-being. Because taking care of yourself doesn't always mean doing more, but rather doing it better.